when he was talking with you, were there some people that he would try and pull the leg of more often than not? Would there be times when you were discussing a certain mammal and he wouldn't be sure if he was on, I mean, if he was straight on?
Well, I think he didn't kid me a lot about that, so I didn't see so much of that side, because mm-hmm. I was more serious about some of the work, and I also was I think I had a little piece of knowledge about mammals that he didn't have, and I had a major advisor that was well respected in the subject area, who was sort of a curmudgeon and a serious minded fellow, and so Bill Hamilton was a little bit reserved about, because he wasn't quite sure how it would be taken. But I loved his sense of humor. But I didn't get to see a lot of it. Mm-hmm. He didn't use it so much on me, but he would use it when I was around, and I enjoyed it. You know, the funny things he would say about watering plants and how fast radishes grow, and if you plant your garden, he would tell. He often used this on people who would ask him about plants or about gardening or about natural history, and if he knew that they were gullible, I think he could look at a person and in 30 seconds or less determine whether or not he could tell them a funny story and not hurt their feelings or embarrass them. So he was very tactful that way. He was guarded about how he did stuff. He wasn't just foolish about it. I thought he was really humorous little bits that he used, and I think it's also one of the things that probably made him a good teacher. Mm-hmm. He was willing to reveal things about himself and funny stories and whatnot. Hmm.